Kevin Long is with me. If you want to find out more about this, you look for The Long View. .com.au. Phew, got it right, longview.com.au. And you'll see a little bit about some of the stuff that he says influences our weather. Things like the Chinese effect, sea surface temperatures, and also the interaction between the moon, the planets, and planet Earth. He's with us this morning to tell us that, well, he wasn't exactly 100% right, but he wasn't 100% wrong with the autumn forecast. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning to you all.
We had a bumper start to, you know, the first couple of weeks of autumn. What happened there?
Earth came very close to four of the major planets. Mercury, Venus, Mars and Saturn all passed the Earth in the last 8 weeks. So we had a very high peak of planetary influence through the March-April period. And it's followed on by a very high lunar peak on the 31st of May.
Okay, so, and which one do you think has the most effect, the lunar effect or is it the planets? Because I guess the moon is a lot smaller than the other planets, but a lot closer.
Yeah, they both have a big effect on our weather, and the early part of autumn, the lunar cycle wasn't very strong at all, but the planet cycle was very high, and we saw massive big rains falling up and down the Great Dividing Range from the tip of Australia right through to South Australia. One example is Cooper Petey, who in a two-day period got 160, during the month of April, got 161 millimetres of rain. In a two-day period, they got 136 millimetres, which I understand is more than their yearly average.
Yep, I wouldn't be surprised. There'd be one or two mine shafts just a bit wet down the bottom, I'd say, in Cooper Petey with that much.
Yes, it was a major repair process.
All right, so it just goes to show that the weather certainly fluctuates. So autumn wet at the beginning, not too bad at the end. Overall, though, do we end up with a good sort of breakthrough autumn?
We did. I forecast a very good end to autumn, and it seemed like it came in a little bit earlier, but the end of it wasn't quite so good. But we've started off well with June. I would say we've had about two-thirds of June's rain on the first couple of days. But I don't expect very much for another fortnight until the last week of June when the lunar cycle comes back up again for a short period.
There'll be some people saying, can you forecast sunshine, please, for the June long weekend? But I'm not sure that'll come right at this stage.
I think it might be might be fine, yes.
All right, good. Interestingly, though, looking at the weather radar on Saturday night, sitting in a tent that was going drip, 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 which is bizarre, isn't it, being able to read the internet in the middle of... Anyway, that's another conversation. But it seemed like the rain band was like a big, fat blob that was heading almost north to south through sort of north-central Victoria, the Goulburn Valley, central Victoria, heading towards Melbourne rather than anything that was general across the state.
That's right. It was a jet stream-driven system and a very weak low. And the low basically stalled over central Victoria. And the bottom edge of it gave the greatest amount of rain due to the southern air tide that was feeding up under it. And right up at the northern end of it, right up in the middle of New South Wales, they had about 50, 60 millimetres of rain too in some areas.
Okay, so very welcome for that part of the world too.
It was.
So that seems to me, from your forecast, the variable, the jet stream, what it does or what it doesn't do is a bit harder to predict than, say, some of the things like southern oscillation indices or sea surface temperatures.
Yes, that's the one thing I haven't been able to get a handle on, is just how you predict the jet streams.
And when you're predicting dry, any time it comes through with a bit of rain is a good thing. So, right, so Kevin, reasonably close for autumn. What's winter going to do for us? June, July, August?
I think from this point on it's going to generally get drier because we go into the lunar transition phase through July, August and September, and we don't have any planets near Earth apart from Mercury that whips through about middle of winter. So therefore, we're going to have much drier than average rainfall for the rest of this year.
Okay, so you're saying not just till the end of winter, but through September, October, November, you can't see anything on the horizon.
That's right. We don't have any planets near us until February when we go past Jupiter.
Okay, now one thing that both you and the Bureau agree on is that the arrival of an El Nino is more and more likely as every day seems to be approaching.
That's right. If you go back to my summer forecast, you'll see that I very clearly forecast El Nino for the second half of this year.
Okay. And the second half, so that's June, July, so that's basically till Christmas at least.
That's right. And that's another reason why the rest of this year is going to be very dry, because it looks like that El Nino is going to be quite a strong system.
And where are we at with sea surface temperatures? Because your argument is that where there's warmer than average water, it evaporates faster than cooler than average water.
Yes. The Indian Ocean has been very beneficial to us over the last 6 months. But it looks like it's warming up over near the Horn of Africa, and that's a bad sign for us. We have cold water virtually around three-quarters of Australia at the moment, and that's the main reason why our cold fronts and our low-pressure systems have been very weak over the last 12 months.
Okay, and that was jet stream, for example, was the only reason you saw that a weak cold front was going to bring 2 or 3 millimetres to just wet the canvas a bit, turned into 30 or 40 millimetres that...
That's
drowned
right.
Us like a rat.
And the fact that the system stalled up against the blocking high and couldn't keep moving. And so therefore it sat on us for about 14, 15 hours.
So again, that cosmic chance that what could have been a bad thing turned into a good thing. Yeah, that must be the sort of really challenge for you, because every time that you find something that you reckon creates a really good correlation, the variability of everything just comes back again.
Yes, well, it's trying to work out which is going to be the dominant force in the weather pattern, and there's about four of them that come together to make a dry or a wet condition.
Okay, and one thing you haven't talked about for a while, but I'm interested to know because the global economy is changing, the Chinese effect. Are we still seeing much warmer than average temperatures of the sea surface north of Australia?
We've seen a cold anomaly up near Japan, a little bit further north than where the Chinese effect mostly affects Australia. And together with virtually La Nina conditions, semi-La Nina conditions for the last 12 months, we haven't seen a real problem with the Chinese effect. But still, Queensland and New South Wales are very dry. They're in the worst drought they've seen for a long, long time.
Okay, so all interesting stuff. Now, thelongview.com.au, if you want to go and have a look, and that is where you'll find the... Is it up now, the winter forecast?
Yes, it is. It went up during the weekend.
All right, then see what you think of that and make of it what you will. Kevin Long, thanks so much for joining us.
Wish you all the very best for a winter time.
Thank you very much. By the way, you talk about rainfall a lot. Anything about temperatures? Is it going to be a frosty kind of a winter or a warm, mild winter? What's sort of temperature range?
No, I think it's going to be warmer than average this winter.
Okay. I think is that good? I don't know. We need frosts for some crops, don't we, to get them going, and other ones we don't want frosts at all.
The winter temperature depends a lot on the sea temperature between Australia and New Zealand. If it's cold out there, it's likely to be warm in here.
Okay, and it looks like it's going to be that way. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.